Season's greetings, user defenders. This last quarter of the year, with the start of the show, has been a whirlwind of adventure, challenge, and reward. Again, sorry there's no show this week. I wanted to give my boys, Caesar and Chris, okay, and me, a little break from all of their hard work and that they put into each show. Instead, I thought it would be a good time and place to take this opportunity to discuss sort of the state of affairs with the show and things that will include me addressing these three areas: things accomplished, top three learnings from guests this year, and things to expect in UX and UD, being user defenders, in 2016. So just to get things started, things accomplished. Well, got this show off the ground. That's been a major accomplishment. I never realized how much work it would be to start a podcast. All the learning and planning and branding and doing. But feels great now to have gotten this off the ground and to also have gained your attention and interest, which means a great deal to me. I want to also give a huge hat tip to my wonderful organization, NCM, for allowing me to use our sound booth during my lunch hours for recording these interviews. It's been a great year for us here at my company that I work for, because we do the First Look show, which is advertising before the movies, and, well, because Star Wars. Enough said, right? Met you guys. That's been another great accomplishment, meeting you amazing defenders. It's been so great to connect with some of you. I've Skyped with some of you and have also exchanged emails with some of you. I've had Twitter conversations with some of you. And I also did my first Periscope with three of you, which I will do more of in the new year. Hold me to it. Please continue to reach out, those of you who I've connected with, and if you're a new defender, I invite you to reach out as well. I would love to meet you and get to know you more. Another great accomplishment has been getting my amazing artist, Caesar Lemus, and Chris, my awesome editor, Chris Combs, on board with this show and all that we're doing. Honestly, I know I couldn't do it without those guys. They have added so much value to the show. It's just incredible to have them on my team. And I'm going to try to start figuring out ways to start paying these guys in the future, because I just don't have the means yet. But it all starts with a vision, and it all starts with just trying to deliver great content to you guys. So I hope and I think, I believe that that's what we're doing, what we're accomplishing here. So looking forward, some amazing stuff coming up in 2016 I'll get to in a little bit. But my last personal accomplishment, actually there's two more. One that I want to mention is I've been able to bring a big win here at my workplace, bringing more of a UX philosophy. My title is Senior UX Designer here, but I work in a marketing department, which I love because I love creative and design and traditional communications using design. But it's, you know, we do a lot of focus on advertising, and the products we do create are a lot of internal marketing types of things that we haven't really tested very much. I know, get a rope, but I am starting to be able to make some wins there in that area. And I just wanted to tell you, I'm actually writing a guest post right now about something that I've been able to do here. My company does something really amazing called Leadership Academy. And it's just a great opportunity to for people in seniority management roles to give their people an opportunity to grow in the company and to take on new responsibilities. So my wonderful boss, manager, Jordan, gave me this opportunity to do this. And what it is basically coming up with an idea of how to affect change, how to make things better here at work, things, an area you can touch and actually make a difference in. So, I actually came up with something that I wasn't that excited about at first, but it actually ended up being a really great thing for the company. I'm writing a guest post right now for usertesting.com that explains all of this in much more detail about my win in discovering a big need and creating a product out of it, which has really helped push UX philosophy and design thinking much further in the minds of my superiors and peers, and has generated a lot of excitement about where we can take this in 2016. The article will also lay out exactly what I did to accomplish this and is a great roadmap and a guide for how you can bring the same value to your role and change the UX perception and value in your organization. So if you're not already, get on the list at userdefenders.com/join, and I'll be sure to point you to that article when it's live in the near future. And I'm thankful to usertesting.com, my friends over there, Jen Winter and Hannah Alvarez, for reaching out to me and giving me this great opportunity. So really thankful to them for that. Look forward to that. One more accomplishment, a personal one that I'd like to share with you. This one, I can already tell you, will be my best, most successful, and most challenging and rewarding accomplishment of 2016. It's the birth of our 7th Oglet. Our precious baby girl, Karis, due in February. After our beloved baby Noah's unexpected trip to heaven last year, due to really challenging circumstances, we were not planning on having more kids, but looks like our creative director in heaven saw fit to bless us with what we're calling our rainbow baby. We couldn't be more thankful. So thanks for letting me share those personal accomplishments. And also the accomplishments for the show. Here's the top 3 things I've learned from the guests I've had the privilege of interviewing. I like to start with episode 1 with Daniel Hooper. Even though it's hard for me to listen to myself since it was my first interview, Daniel provided so much great content and sage UX wisdom. The thing that really stuck out to me that he said that I'll always remember is this. He said, "We can learn a lot from the really amazing things that have been done in the past." And it really supports my new input equals new output sentiment to help us break out of ruts and causeless trends. And episode 6 with creative juggernaut Chloe Bregman. I love what she said. She said a lot of great things, but the one thing that stood out to me was value ideas that come from anywhere. Value all the people who worked on a particular problem before you and let ideas arrive and don't be attached to where the idea comes from. So great advice there. And that was a wonderful episode as well. And lastly, episode 9, more recently with Dr. Touch, Josh Clark. I loved how he said, he was talking about his journey into, media production and storytelling and how that kind of coincides with UX. And I said, we definitely need to be telling stories. And he said something really cool. He said, we all talk about storytelling in UX, which is a good thing. But rather than imposing our story on people, we should find out their story and tuck our technology into that. I love that. So here's some things that I think we should expect from UX in 2016. More screenless experiences. And I definitely give a hat tip to my new friend Golden Krishna on his episode 11, actually kicking off the new year, Monday, January 4th. He definitely dives a lot into this. Highly recommend getting his book, The Best Interface is No Interface, but just really opened my eyes a lot, and I know it will yours as well, just about how addicted we are to our screens and there's better ways to do things. Like one example I want to share is this simple app I just downloaded. It's called Mac ID, and it's using near field communications and Bluetooth technology. All I have to do is just walk towards my computer and it automatically logs me in. That simple. I don't have to grab my phone. Don't have to, go in. The only time I have to do that is when I'm authenticating. And if I put my computer to sleep, then I'll have to do that again. But if I leave my computer on all day, which I typically do, I walk away from my computer, it locks automatically. And then I walk back close to it, it automatically logs me in. It's amazing. Things like that. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of those types of experiences. The rise of AI, of artificial intelligence, no doubt. We've already seen a lot of that, and I think that's only going to proliferate. Personal assistants, Facebook M, that's kind of the new talk these days. Facebook's working on their own personal assistant, and apparently it will be powered by actual people, which seems to indicate it will screw up your requests far less than, say, Siri or Cortana will. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on there. Of course, I'm sure it will point you back to their product, though. So we'll see how that shapes up, if that actually the value extends beyond just the use of their product. Another thing I think we're going to really start seeing a lot more with the AI is voice-activated experiences. Amazon Echo, for example, controlling music, lights, ordering products. Certainly, leads well into my last point, which is seeing much more connected homes and devices. You know, Josh Clark touched on this really eloquently in episode 9. But we're definitely, I think we're going to see a lot more innovative things related to this from Google. As you know, they bought Nest last year. There's a reason for that. So I'm sure we're going to see a lot more stuff. And I'm sure Golden Krishna has an insight into that already because he just started working there in their Android division. So, but he probably can't talk about it. Anyway, we're also going to see, you know, Amazon Echo as mentioned, continued innovation with smart locks, lights, music, security, etc., all with learning capabilities specific to you and or your family's habits and routines. And that harkens back to point two with the rise of AI. So most certainly we're going to see more interaction with our wearables in our homes as well. So really exciting. It's going to be an exciting and innovative 2016. And again, an even greater time and reason to be a UX design superhero. So things to expect from this show, from User Defenders in 2016. Here's some thoughts I have right now. Definitely more involvement from you, our listeners. I definitely want more to include a segment. I'm actually including this in Dan Mall's interview in the near future. It's a listener question segment, and that was really neat. So I'd like to start doing more of that and putting it out there, having you offer a question to our guests that will you know, certainly bring value out. And then questions maybe even for you that we can feature you just yourself on this, you know, on future shows where, you know, I ask you the question, how do you fight for your users? So I think that might be really interesting too. Maybe more Periscopes, not maybe, I'm going to do it. I told you I would. More Periscopes, hopefully, you know, even during the broadcast, during the podcast, I mean. It will be interesting, I think, to have maybe a more visual approach to some of these interviews. And there are some things, there are some ways to do this, like using Blab. That's an app that allows you to actually have more than one person. Periscope's more for one person, but Blab allows you to actually bring a guest in. So I'm trying to think about ways to do that. That might be fun. I'm nervous too, I'll be honest, because the live factor, you're going to hear us make mistakes, but I think that's not a bad thing. I think it shows that we're human. Even though we're aspiring superheroes, we are human as they are. All superheroes have you know, weaknesses. So anyway, that could be interesting, and it could be in yet another comfort zone to break out of. So we'll see how that shapes up. And then lastly, for things to expect, I love recommendations for future UX design superhero guests, famous or not. I don't care. As somebody said on iTunes, they made a really, I love this review. They said, you know, that I'm able to get folks on here that maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't, but folks that are doing amazing work. So it really doesn't matter to me. I want to highlight folks that are doing awesome work out there, and I really want to get them, you know, in front of you to add value. So you know people that I don't know, obviously. So, you know, most of this has been because of folks that I already knew, that I already knew the great work they're doing, or maybe just through my own network and just discoveries that way, and my pulse on the industry. But I would love your recommendations. If you think of someone that would be a perfect fit for this show, especially someone who is educating and entertaining, that's the goal of the show. It's to do both, and that our defenders will gain extraordinary value from. So hit me up, userdefenders@gmail.com. I promise I'll reply to every email. So definitely want your recommendations. And that wraps up the year-end review, Defenders. Before you hit pause or another vehicle while trying to hit pause, I'd just like to close with a few thoughts from my heart to yours. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of out of breath here. I'm in the altitude, 6,200 some odd feet below above sea level here, and I kind of ran in here to record this, so I'm out of breath, and I guess I need to exercise more and eat less, and the holidays have been quite good to me. Anyway, Before you hit pause, I just want to tell you a couple things, just my heart to yours and an announcement of the very special episode kicking off the new year. So I just want to take a minute to sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart for your enthusiastic support of this show. And those of you who've taken the time to leave a 5-star iTunes review and rating, I can't tell you how much that means to me. I read every single one, and I always get a big toothy smile that spreads across my face, and it really truly lifts my spirits when I see those. So I just really appreciate that, and I want to encourage you to keep those coming. And I want to thank you, those of you who've posted on Twitter about the show, maybe a quote from a guest or maybe even something that I said that added value to you and encouraged you to, and I just encourage you, please continue to do that as well. It really helps get the conversation started and helps others discover the show and also gain value from it. So I'm truly humbled by your support, and I can't wait for what the new year will bring. And then the announcement for the first show of the new year, I can tell you with certainty that we're starting the new year off with a kapow, as I like to say, with very special guest, Mr. No UI and Platinum Jesus himself. Listen to the show for more context on that. That's his superhero name. My new friend and now Google visionary, Golden Krishna. Such an amazing episode filled with incredible depth about how much we interact with screens and new ideas of how we can squash our addiction to screens and UI and many looks into the future of UX, which is one of my favorite questions on the show. So anyway, with that, with my out of breath nature here right now. Thanks so much for listening again, Defenders. Please let me know if there's anything I can do for you on your exciting UX journey. Happy New Year's, and until next year, fight on, my friends.